Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today I wanted to come back to Christian D. Larson. If you guys haven't read his books, just Google it or listen to the audiobooks on YouTube. There's lots of information about him online. He was a pioneer of thought. So many great New Thought authors that we talk about on this channel, but I really think that this is some information that if you really take it in, Dave, and it's up there with Joseph Murphy. It's up there with Neville Goddard. It really is. It's that level of information that he's imparting. And so I'm going to dive right in. The first quote, because I think this is so important to understand that the filter through which you think about yourself is absolutely imperative to the results you see in your life. So that's not the quote, that's me. But this quote is about to illustrate that. Here we go. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. And when we take that in, there's something inside us that is greater than any obstacle. That really leads us to the anything is possible if you believe that it's possible. And it's really amazing. I think it's one of those, you know, we deal with problems, things come up in our lives, and we're not always so ready to make sure that we're coming from this place of confidence, because it's annoying, it's frustrating, it's shocking, it's tragic, it's hurtful, you know, all these different things that come up for us emotionally. We get scared, we get stressed, we get overwhelmed. However, if you practice every day, which is something I do at least a few times a day, and a lot of times a couple dozen times a day, it's kind of like my gratitude practice. I've been doing these things for so many years that they're no longer, oh, I have to set time to think about it and do it. And after just a few months, it could be the same for you. But it's just remembering who you really are on the inside, the deepest, most powerful, most profound aspects of you are greater than any obstacle. And if you approach life like that, and you have that as like the inside of you, all of a sudden, it affects everything around you, your relationships, your work, your health, your mindset, your connection with the all that is. Everything changes. But you've got to move yourself over to that space and really start to live from that mindset. And once you do, things really begin to change. So here's another quote. This is one of my favorites. It's part of something that I've done a whole podcast on, which is a thing called Promise Yourself. And he wrote essentially a short essay or a poem, depending on how you look at it, that is just so powerful. So if you look for my podcast and you search, you know, if you go to mattogradycoaching.com and you go to the podcast page, it's got a search bar in there, and just put Promise Yourself in it and it'll come up. So here's a quote from that essay. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet, to make all of your friends feel that there's something special inside them. Yeah, this one I love. I love this, the first line. Promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. And it's related to the first quote, right? Because If you're believing that who you really are is something that is greater than every obstacle, that means that your mind is so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. And even if it does disturb it, like you're not, you know, when you get the news, you're not really in the best mindset and scared, stressed, overwhelmed, whatever happens. But when you come back to it and you remember who you really are, that's the time to apply it to, that's right. I can let this stress go right now because I remember that who I really am is peace of mind. Who I really am is greater than any obstacle. So just really, really powerful stuff here. Here's another short one that's just really kind of beautiful. Be too big for worry and too noble for anger. Once again, the first part of that is going back to the same mindset we've been discussing so far. Be too big for worry. Just don't worry about it. Just remember who you really are. And that is some level of divinity, higher self, you know, whatever terminology, Christ mind, whatever terminology, Buddha mind, you want it, whatever jargon you want to put on it, it's that special something that we, most of us, I won't say all, but so many of us know is the truth of who we really are. And coming from that place, worry is just not something we're going to continue to do. I mean, like I said, you may not be in the right mindset when something happens. You may be worried. You may have anxiety. You may be stressed. But as you do your daily practice, as you do remember, remember to go back and apply it to the area that you were worried about and bring in those good feelings, that confidence, that remembering that you're too big for it. And too noble for anger. This is a good one because I think growing up, we kind of knew that anger was not a good thing. We kind of knew, you know, it's not the best place to be every day. And, you know, as you look at the Abraham emotional scale, you can see anger is a little higher up. It's almost just underneath, you know, like boredom and neutral, you know, before you get to some of the, you know, better feeling emotions. Because, you know, you're letting yourself express it. You know, you're typically, you know, anger held inside, you know, is not really what we're talking about there. But I think there is this relief in letting your anger out, you know, yelling at somebody or just, you know, yelling at yourself or yelling at the world or whatever. But when you keep anger inside, I mean, we all know that's poison, right? And who wants to be angry every day, right? It doesn't feel good. So, you know, when you think about like, the level of joy and happiness and ecstasy, you know, anger pales in comparison. Peacefulness, you know, contentment, you know, that's really what we're going for, joy. But if you see yourself in anger, this is a nice little taste of remembering that who we really are inside is too noble for it. So thinking bigger than it, thinking higher than worry and anger. Just really great reminders. And I just love these quotes. They're really, as I do them, I sometimes do them as just like mantras. I've done that with Neville and Joseph Murphy and, you know, their affirmations and prayers. I mean, it's just, there's some high quality vibrational energy connected to these quotes because I think they're so true. And that truth really shines through. Here's one I really like. Forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. This one is so important in my coaching work. This is something that I come across almost every week. Sometimes it feels like every day. Talking to my clients is they're stuck on what happened in the past, how someone did them wrong, how in some cases how they did someone wrong. Or how the job or the government or something, you know, it did them wrong and or mistakes that they made, bad decisions that they made in relationships and work with their health, whatever. But none of that is going to help. It really isn't. If you focus on the past and you focus on what you don't like, you know, as I tell all my coaching clients, your focus equals your life. You have to change your focus. If you want the greater achievements of the future, you got to start moving into that, being grateful in advance, appreciating in advance, visualizing, tapping into. If you want your future to be different, you've got to tap into that every day, at least for a few minutes, just daydreaming about a beautiful future that you want, you know, because it feels good, doesn't it? It's so important, you know, that the Abraham teaching of feeling good, I think, is such a blessing to this world. So important to remember that life is greater, better, when we're happier, when we're feeling good. Ah, so many juicy ones here. Excuse me. One of the next ones here that I really like as well is the true purpose of the strong is to promote greater strength in the weak and not keep the weak in the state where they are at the mercy of the strong. And this is pretty deep and you could break it down, but at the end of the day, this just really helps me remember how important it is to help those who are not at the level of your knowing. If your understanding of life is better than others you're around, reach down and help them up. And that's a big reason I do this podcast. You know, I've been doing this podcast for over 12 years now, and it's helped so many people, and I'm so grateful, and I get the messages every week, and thank you so much for those of you who send them. Feel free to do so. Just go to mattogradycoaching.com or leave something on YouTube or Apple Music or wherever. I'd love to hear from you. But this is just such a great reminder. The true purpose of the strong is to promote greater strength in the weak, right? Reach down and help those to step up around you. In business, in family, in friends, sometimes even a stranger. I know in today's world, that can feel weird. You know, there's so many weird things that go on and we hear about them. It makes us not want to talk to strangers, but, you know, follow your heart. Listen to your gut. And if somebody needs help, maybe it's the right time to lend them a hand. All right. We're going to wrap up here in a minute, but I want to end with this one because I think it's so important. I touched on it before about the future comment here, the future quote that Christian had. This one's really good, really important to remember. We are always imagining something. It is practically impossible to be awake without imagining something. Then why not imagine something at all times that will inspire the powers within us to do greater and greater things? Come on. That one is so juicy. I just want to lie down in it and roll around in it. Yes, we're always, you know, we're always having thoughts. You know, we don't think of our thoughts all throughout the day as, oh, I'm imagining. But that's really what we're doing, right? A lot of it's just on autopilot. You know, we're asleep at the wheel a bit and life's just happening and we're busy and people are doing things to either make us happy, make us mad, like, dislike, happy, sad, stressed, relief, you know, back and forth. But imagine a life where at all times you're inspiring the powers within you to do greater and greater things. Just let that stay with you. Listen to this quote over and over again. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And if you do, I promise you, greater things are on their way to you. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. And I love hearing from you. Anything, even if it's just one word. Some people just send me thank you. I really love that one as well. But any feedback, you know, if you have other ideas, you want to hear me speak about other topics, I'd love to hear from you. Matt O'Grady Coaching. come.